The economic numbers are good and improving in America, a blessing for which we must be thankful. Let this not blind us to the fact that as a nation, in many ways, we're still headed in the wrong direction. We're aborting 800,000 babies a year. We're mainstreaming deviant sexuality. It's difficult to stand for and live according to what we know is the truth. Plus, we're dabbling in socialist policies. How do we live going forward? Prayerfully. Will you join me? Lord, thank you for the many blessings you bestowed upon our nation last year, and for how you enabled your church to live and walk in your grace, your love, and your strength. O Lord, we ask the same for 2020. Dear God, as the year begins, help us to seek out your plan for us each day and to slow down long enough to really see it and hear your voice and accomplish the things you have for us to do. Lord, many of our national leaders, members of our legislative bodies, are redeemed believers. Make your will for them clear. Do not let them be distracted or confused by other voices. Help them to stand strong and not to waver from your path for them. When they face opposition, help them to remember that what is happening is no surprise to you. Remind all of us what is written in Isaiah 40, that it is you who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. And it is you who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Lord, we know we who are the church have a kind of stewardship for the culture. Empower the believers across this land to be serious about this work. Believing saints, in 2020, we must walk resolute in faith and obedience, even when it gets hard. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.